Hello, I'm Isabelle from the Chocolate Museum.
So can you tell me about the Chocolate Museum and how it all started?
It's my second project because my first project is a mélange chocolate where I make and produce chocolate bars mostly. And this is my last adventure since 2013.
So what is the mission and vision of the Chocolate Museum?
So the mission, to describe it shortly, would be probably to make a bridge between the producing and the consuming countries and show and educate people in chocolate, quality chocolate, artisan chocolates from all over the world.
Your museum is here in Brixton, where we are at the moment. What can people expect when they come and visit?
So when people visit, you have two floors, where the first floor is a general exhibition covering advertisings, all advertisings from the 20th century, early 20th centuries, with general topics about chocolate, history, origin, production, folklore, and so on. And downstairs, a focus on English history, showing objects and the British chocolate history specifically, and countries where chocolate is produced and consume with a large map of the world, old cups, old pictures, old boxes, and a special collection as well from a Bristol-based family working from 18, started making chocolates really in 1873, so at a very early stage of the making in England. Every object is of importance because to find old pictures or old cups as they were made, handmade, and the shapes they have and the materials they were made of is still quite difficult to find. So I think each object is valuable for that and shows how elegant as well things were made of and how precious chocolate was. It's still, but it's more popular.
And it shows how the chocolate world has changed as time has passed.
Very much, yes. Still, we love it very much.
Aside from running exhibits at the museum, I understand that you run different activities. What activities do you run?
So we work a lot with schools. We run workshops in the mornings, weekdays, and which consolidate really their learning in class, because year three and four learn about chocolate, to learn about history, usually geography and this type of subject, and science even. I run as well adults chocolate workshops. We do have tastings as well once in a while. And different parties like birthday, hand parties, celebrations in general around chocolates.
So it's educating people about chocolate and then how to use it. I think it's very nice.
Thank you.
So you have a landmark date in the history of the museum coming up on March the 15th. It's your first anniversary. So congratulations are in order. How will you be celebrating this special day?
So thank you. Yes, for 1 year, it's been good. It's been successful so far. It shows really that people have interest in chocolate. And we've been doing so far a lot of events last year, which were covering different topics. But this first year, we will unveil a new part of the exhibition, which will cover the colonialism and the slavery trade around the industry from the old days up to today, because it's still an existing issue. So that will be probably the highlight of the day with that exhibition. And the morning will focus on children, with children activities, little workshops, movies and cookies, you know, just for them to have fun. And the afternoon we'll have a chocolate bake-off competition where every people bringing a cake will be able to participate themselves to the voting and elect the best chocolate based on texture, appearance and taste. So that will be the main criteria. And in the evening, after unveiling the exhibition, we'll have food and drinks and music up to 2 a.m. really. So a day of fun, hopefully.
So delicious and chocolatey, as all good celebrations should be. So finally, how can people find out more about your chocolate museum and how can they come and visit?
So online, because online usually we try to have our updated events. We have our program of events as well in general events about the schools, about the adults program and the workshop dates and so on. And they can come and visit from Wednesday to Friday after 2 p.m. up to 7 p.m. We are only open in the afternoon to general public because we keep the mornings for schools. And on Saturdays from 11 to 6. Sunday at the moment as well is kept for private events, and Monday, Tuesday for schools as well.